Bonsoir, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Clubhouse. We're back after a bit of a hiatus. Apologies, some people live inexplicably busy lives. But it is me, your host, once again, Chief Gaz, joined by the king of chloride himself. The saltiest man I know. The one, the only. The burner of burgers. The sultan of salts. You know who you are, bro. Speak.
Who is it?
Oh, so you're an owl now.
Guys, how are you?
Are you the guy who let the dogs out?
Really, really, guy. This is where we're going. This is
you're one of the Baha men.
Oh my goodness! Shocking, shocking. How are you guys this evening?
We're good, man. We're good, man. And let me introduce the other guy, the dreads, the man with the dreads, stuffing his face right now. Hizzle to the bizzle.
We in this building. Our bride's like a heavy bachelor meal. If I tell you, you'll be disappointed in me.
What is it?
What is it? Popcorn and ketchup.
It's egg fried rice with like tomato, onion, bacon sauce, and beef.
That's not too bad.
Basically, just whatever was in the fridge.
There you go, Gavin. You see it exactly.
it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought you were going
to tell us. Actually,
listen to this burner burger.
2 minute noodles.
Burner boy over here. honestly, bro, I actually take offense to that because I myself am a bachelor, but I don't eat that crap.
What crap?
Noodles.
That's crap. I don't know, man. I don't.
I used to live with that shit.
I don't.
Yeah, when you were 21, you could do that, bro.
Fuck.
You can't chow noodles these days.
Whoa, you lived off noodles. That's you chow the whole multi-pack.
Dude, I used to have like four, dude, and I would. I remember so like in varsity, that was my go-to meal. So I had four. And I had I'll put cheese, a little bit of mayo, and some bacon if I had some, or some sort of cold meat, and that was it. Because by the time you come back from practice, you literally have no energy. You're tired. You're probably trying to make room to go talk to some other chick because you know.
What happened to meal prep, bro?
I ate dog. I wasn't living that meal prep life when I was. Talking about dog.
Ndosaka. Miss now in any competitions. My property, I roll my noodles.
Dude,
and it's not like they were, you know, and it's not like it was like Wagamama and you were chowing like sober noodles or, you know, proper like.
We just had to make it happen.
Not those, bro. My Roma noodles.
Noodles, 2 minute noodles. Those pick and pay ones. You know those ones that were usually on special. When you're tuna, that's what you'd throw in there as well, and then you just knock them back. That was life back then. Now I don't have those problems. I'm just putting it out there.
Thank goodness.
Especially now that we're in winter, I just want to tell you guys, I don't have those problems.
But isn't you perfected the art of the? You perfected the art of the winter body.
Stop this! Get electric blankets.
There's no Zesa in Zimbabwe, bro.
Yes, I can't help you there, my friend. Let's get the rugby started.
Let's start off with what?
the local game. Can we just dive straight into Super Brew? Because I made some very interesting picks.
And how's that?
No. Before we do that, me, I want to talk about last weekend.
The Chiefs. Ruined.
What happened, Gavin?
The Chiefs ruined everyone.
The Chiefs got a red card and a yellow card, and they had 13 men on the field. And they actually nearly came back to beat the Australian champs.
But they messed up everyone's Super Brew. I'm just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
They actually didn't do too much damage to mine because I see I'm fourth in the table. Like, I'm 1 point away from being second.
Can I point out that last year you guys were going on about how the Blues are going to get charged by the Brumbies. What did you say?
We shouldn't take it lightly that they think that they're just going to come out and win. We didn't say they were going to get chaiwad, but we're saying let's not get carried
away. HB, I will apologize to you. Fuck, these Australian teams are woeful, bro.
They are whack.
How are you 40 points to 8 ahead and you only win? Barely 34.
Give in.
It's ridiculous, though. It's actually shocking, guys.
You're asking yourself, are you for real? Are you for real? Like, that game was put to bed when it was 33-3. It was shut the front door. But then these fuckers are like, it's like they're trying their best. Like, I'm a Chiefs fan through and through, but dude, we had no right to be within 20 points of those guys.
But that's how horrible they are.
And when you compare and you contrast just the quality of rugby played by the Australian Union teams. And I know NRL is a totally different sport, but bro, that in terms of athleticism, skill level, physicality, obviously there's no rucks. So I mean, you know, they're no rucks, but like, just, and you ask yourself, like, what the heck is going on here?
Is NRL paying more than Union?
It doesn't matter. They are jacked. Yeah,
no.
It
pays more than Union. It doesn't.
No, it pays more. But it's also, again, what you need to understand is what Australian rugby union, the problem they have is, the problem that plagues rugby union generally as a sport is that it's like an old boys thing.
That's true.
So the majority of guys who play for the Wallabies went to GPS schools.
Oh.
Right.
Stuck up nose in the air. So arrogant.
Technically.
So yeah. You know how it is. You know how it is, man. Camel skin coats on the touchline and shit. You know what I mean? These fancy-ass schools. You know, and that's the thing. Like, it's not appealing to the average person, particularly. Whereas NRL does. You know? And they also...
they have a wider talent pool, basically.
Yeah, they've got a wider talent pool, but also, dude, like all the best schoolboy players, 90%, well, not 90, that's too much. I'd say 60% are like, I'm going to go play NRL. How do you have a 17-year-old, Joseph Suwali, playing for the Sydney Roosters? Freaking 17. And he's killing it. You get guys like, if you look at the Melbourne Storm, you get guys like Ryan Pappenhausen, Nico Hines, Josh Adokar. These guys are legit, bro. Josh Adokar is twice the player that Vuni Valu is. Adokar is fast. He's good in the air. He's got a nose for the try line. I mean, and Vuni Valu is not a bad player. Because Vuni Valu was at the Storm. And even he'll be like, hey, bro, this dude is legit. You take Ryan Pappenhausen and you put Tom Banks next to him. I'd have Pappenhausen on the field all day, any day. All day, any day. Some of the decision making from those guys is just absolutely exceptional. And the skill level. So I don't know. They need to fix it. They need to fix the, and I think Drew Mitchell, he did an interview and he hit the nail right on the head. After the 2003 World Cup, they were top heavy with their funding. They chucked it all into the professional ranks and didn't go to grassroots.
You think it's a grassroots problem?
Yeah, they should spread it out to further out than just the GPS schools. There's a grassroots issue entirely.
I don't know. You know, that's Australia need Jesus.
So since they're playing France,
need Vishnu, they need everybody. Yeah. All about you, baby.
Oh, they need to come because what they are doing for us right now is not working. It can't.
So you scheme France is going to whoop them?
No, France will try it.
I believe that France are probably better than them, but the good thing about the Wallabies is that individually, when you look at the sides, they're very poor, right? But you can pick out individuals who, when put together into a Wallaby.
Do you really want to go player by player?
Because no, I'm not saying they'll be great, but I'm saying they can
France
hold their own.
France are to a together. Man. France are to a man a better team.
They are, but dude, it's so were the All Blacks.
Offside.
But you know that they beat the All Blacks once every year, regardless of what team the All Blacks have had. Every year the All Blacks drop one to the Wallabies.
It's a contractual.
It's a contractual thing because they need to keep it interesting. No, it's not really, but every year the All Blacks need to get into the Wallabies. So you can't say, oh, but they beat the All Blacks. Bro, DuPont alone. Right? Look at DuPont. And compare any of these fuckers. When I Jake Gordon, with Tate
McDermott. Nick White.
Compare Nick any of those dudes. Nick Matea White.
These guys.
But any Matea, he looks like he's bandy-legged. Come on, he's bow-legged, bro. Come on. He looks like he's been riding horses all his life.
Oh my god.
But he's like a cowboy, and that's okay. Oh my, he's a phenomenal goodness. Player. And Iowa, but guys, are you going to honestly tell me what you're going to
say? Hey, bro, we know it, but we're going to say it. Okay.
Condition.
Anyway, I think France are better. France have been playing more rugby anyway. They've been playing at a high intensity. If you, like, again, the standard and the quality in that Champions Cup final, the quality of rugby played was insane.
And it was damn good, yeah. I agree.
And the good thing is, the drivers of, unlike French clubs of the past, where it was a Galacticos, Real Madrid type situation, not even Real Madrid, Real Madrid had a lot of Spanish players, but where was the Galacticos, the Toulon of old, where you'd have Tana, Bakis, George Gregan, Juan Smith. Yes, George Smith, where there were like two Frenchmen in the starting lineup. That's gone. Look at the Toulouse that played in that final. Look at the La Rochelle that played in that final.
Yeah, this is strong.
No, La Rochelle had at least 10 guys in their starting lineup.
Yeah.
That were French.
True. And they held their own. They played damn well.
So what are we what are we saying here? You know what I mean? Like you're going to take those guys. You're gonna, and this is a Wallabies team without Karevi. If Karevi was playing, it'd be a different story. Where is I firmly believe he's playing in Japan. He's making money. Oh, this is a Wallabies team without Genia, without Karevi. Two astounding players.
They need to call. Right? They need to call them back. Because
they need to bring them back. They need to go on their knees and beg. look at the depth chart alone, bro. Compare the two back rows, right? Australia without Hooper's bugged. They've got Fraser McWright. They've got Harry, what's his name?
Harry Wilson. Wilson.
And then who? And then who? Lockie Swinton, who against the Crusaders caught the ball thinking he was the man, who wound up and he got fucking pummeled. He ran into Cullen Grace. He ran into Cullen Grace and some and Sione Ivili.
They took him for a ride.
Got charred. Pah!
I think Swinton, that's the problem with Swinton, that he always he gets carried away and believes he's Superman.
Like, I'm not saying these guys are bad players, you know. They are professional players after all. But the standard of rugby they are playing does not befit the level at which they are playing. Simple. End of. And the French, unfortunately, are the exact opposite.
It's really real.
Oh.
Sacre.
Sacre bleu. It's tough.
Oh my goodness.
And now someone's trying to.
Well, July is coming up soon, so we'll see what the French do to the Aussies, and.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be a dope July then for all the rugby then.
Not really. I'm not okay. So, and I'm not gonna. I don't want to slate like the team. The All Blacks don't really have very exciting games.
I'm talking about the Lions tour and then the Aussie and French.
Yeah, teams. And then the Rugby Championship starts. At least that's something to look forward to. And South Africa are actually taking part.
So it's all four teams this time.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, full on.
It would be nice to see them relinquish that number one spot, considering they chose not to play last year.
The fuzzy monkeys.
Yeah, they need to, they can't get away with it for another year. But I think, you know, it'll be, I guess there's something to look forward to. And, you know, it's to see proper, well, that's if it goes ahead, because all of these trends that are happening right now, COVID, are worrying, because
you're a worrying starting to,
they're starting to shut down again. Europe in itself is shutting down again, so that's irritating. I hope it doesn't affect the tours.
Yeah, I hope so too.
You're a worrying trend.
Boy, what's wrong?
I don't know. Sorry, I just thought they need to be aggressive. So let's So let's chat about this coming weekend, guys. What are your Super Brew picks?
Okay, so obviously, Crusaders.
Yeah, I'm worried this weekend, though. I'm a bit worried this weekend.
Crusaders are going to chire these guys 100.
Friday, 5 past 9, so, Crusaders versus the Force.
I put Crusaders by 25.
I'm pushing up the score. I'm gonna go for 40.
I'm doing it right now.
But Moanga, Moanga is not playing.
Why?
Resting, bruh.
They're resting.
It's an easy game. Take a chill.
Crusaders by 25.
Nah, but dude, I still believe. They are four. I'll go by, but they let me, some of these guys let me down this weekend. When it's tough. Yeah, I'll go for 30. Crusaders by 30.
By 30?
Okay. Yeah, bro.
HB?
Hey, Whitelock, is it in there?
By 20. By 15. By 15, because the Western Force guys, they can,
yeah,
they can feel Guinea, you know?
Yeah, they try.
Is the Crusaders the OH of New Zealand? No offense, let me explain that point. I caught it because I could see where that was going.
Let it go.
In the sense that whenever anyone plays them, they bring their A game.
I don't know if we can say that for the Aussie teams, because I feel like whenever they're playing any New Zealand team, they have to try and bring their A game, because it could get ugly.
Okay.
Yeah, I said.
Okay. Gavin, what are you thinking?
Ooh. What? About?
You said by 20. 25. Yeah,
25. 25.
I'll say by 15.
I thought you were going to say 50. I thought you were going to go for broke.
Hey, you,
the Super Bowl got high. It does. Hey, by 120. Damn.
Do you think the force can can pull it off for I mean, they have 2 weekends. Nah, come.
No.
I think asking for a lot, bro.
No. Moving on. Reds versus Blues. I said Blues by 17.
I'm worried about this game.
O'Connor's back.
I'm worried about this game. I'm worried about this game.
Nah, Jack. You know what? Screw it. I'll even make the call, bro. Blues by 20.
Blues by your pack is far too strong.
Dude.
Far too strong.
Dude, the Reds.
Right now,
Patty, the Reds won.
Patty T is back.
But friend. The Reds won last week. Right? They got their tails in the air.
And their tails shall be lowered.
Exactly. Okay. They had won their championship when they came and got toppled, isn't it? So it means absolutely nothing, the fact that they've won.
My biggest concern for the Blues is at number 10.
How good is he looking, though?
He's looking good, though. From Terry Black is doing
Fayani,
well.
When Fayani came, Fayani came back towards the tail end of the NZ comp. But I think of late, he's actually looked a bit more confident.
Dude, the entire backline of the Blues seems to be better.
Ah, guys, Rico Bryce Heem is in the form of his life.
Thank you. Bryce Heem is killing it.
I don't know what he chowed in Worcester, but shit.
He's going him
back. Bro,
Bryce Heem is running through and over people. Rico Juani actually
You guys just gloss over my hilariously bad joke.
What was it?
HB said he's going ham. Then I corrected him and said he's going heem. Get it?
Oh. I get it. You're going to be a good pun dad, Gavin.
Yeah. Well, let's not talk about me having kids.
Is it a bad time?
No, it's not a bad time, mate.
Is it cold outside? Anyway.
No, hey, stranger takes from you too. So I'll put that out there.
Should we just say the backline of the Blues?
Johnny, come help me move a couch. Anyway, continue. Right. Moving.
Really?
Okay, back to rugby.
What are your picks, guys? No, Hoskins. No, they've gone for physicality.
Yeah, so, I know.
Hoskins on the bench.
I'll go Blues by 20. Blues by 20.
There's no faith for any Aussie team, man. Gavin, what are you saying?
I said Blues by 17.
Okay, Blues by 15. Locking pick. Locked.
Oh, are you actually doing the picks right now?
Hell yeah. Otherwise, I'll forget them tomorrow at 9. I'll be like, oh my God.
Like last week.
I missed one pick last week, eh?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the Hurricanes game.
The first game, I missed it.
Hey, can you imagine? We may just make a final, bruh. Hey, where we're coming from? The Canes in the final, my gosh.
Nah, I think it's going to be Crusaders and Blues.
I hate her.
Anyway, right. Next up, the Landers against the Waratahs.
The Landers are doing a good job at wiping people. Landers by 30.
I put Landers by 27. So let good me change Lord. It. I'll make it by 21.
Landers by
25. Dude, how good is Scott Gregory looking, bro?
I know, right? A converted
this guy's wing. Actually just what's going on here? Where is this guy just popping up from and then all of a sudden looking? Okay, look, he's come through the system and everything, but now his move to center, suddenly this guy is looking like, he's definitely not an option, right, for the ABs, at least not at the stage. But all of a sudden, he's looking like he's a player that could be in there for the long run, you know, play for the Landers for a couple of seasons and actually be a standout player.
But you see, they've now put C.O. Tompkinson on the wing where he doesn't have to do much.
Yeah, God right damn it.
He even scored.
Yeah, he's
not bad. So, Okay, so we said Highlanders. And then Brumbies versus the Canes. I put Hurricanes by 12.
I'll go Canes by 10.
15 for the Canes.
I think that, yeah, the Canes, the Canes are playing with some ferocity, man.
Duplessis all of a sudden is looking, hey.
Karifi!
Coming in there. Looking,
I think
he's got that form that he had last year. That actually helped him get that All Black spot, or at least in the squad, that is.
He's like, Lamap is going, so I need to step up.
Mr. Aumua is running it in from all areas.
Bro. Yeah, dude, but I don't know if he's going to play this weekend. Because...
He's not named your team.
Pardon?
Never mind. And then...
When is TJ back?
Shah, I know. I thought, you know, it's time they bring him back. I mean, even Barrett, let's be honest. The Blues, what are they trying to do? I mean, the guy's back. Oh, but he was in quarantine actually last week.
Now we've got this, don't worry. Jordan, Boden, he can rest.
Oh.
He can rest. We've famous got last this.
Famous last.
Okay. And then last but not least, Chiefs are hosting the Rebels.
I'm not sure about the Chiefs dragon. You know, I'm worried. It's looking wobbly.
So you know what? And this is what's you know. After watching this the game again, you get the feeling these guys had not realized that they can play even when McKenzie's not in the park. It's like they waited until the second half to go, and they were like, "Oh shit, wait, we actually can play." We've done this before.
Yeah.
Does McKenzie have any game bans for the wristband?
Yeah, he's got a three-week ban.
So that's the end of his Tasman Adam tour.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Jeez. Waterboy.
That's right. But then, I mean, it's a good opportunity for guys like Trask to come in there.
Bryn has redeemed himself.
This is the thing. So I don't think of it's a big loss, yes, because he's an influential player. But I think they've got players that can still help them step up.
He's a talismanic little midget.
Yeah.
So, Gavin, what do you think? What are your chances here?
Sorry, I was just drinking some milk. Chiefs by 17.
I've got Chiefs by 25.
Hey, good luck on it.
I love the way HB, we're actually backing your team, but you're just still a salty fuck.
Hey, bro, this is my super brew. I'm not talking about your team like that. I'm talking about my super brew picks here, okay? All on the line to get you and Lucky back down.
Lucky, his name literally is helping this dude.
Yeah, but guys, we know Lucky. Lucky's a bottler. He bottled Super Rugby Aotearoa. He was winning for a while. Then what did he finish? Second. And Danik said, we'll see you tomorrow. I mean, on Friday.
So what about the Zim games today? What are your thoughts? Those who watch them or those who know a few things?
You know what? So obviously, first hit out in some time for a lot of the players. It was just good to watch something local. For the first time in a while, dude. Look, they seem to have their house in order. I think a lot of sponsors have come on board. And, you know, we just wish them the best, and hopefully they can keep looking towards the Africa Cup.
I didn't watch the game, but unfortunately I was indisposed. So, but I you know, it's a good start. It's a good start. I think it's something they can build on. We'll just have to see what happens.
Now, the games were all right. I think the team has a very good foundation. You know, it was not terrible. It was looking good, in fact, in a number of places. The scrum was doing very well. The back line was really, really quick. Running lines were great. So, I think they've got something that they can work with this time.
Hey, Brendan looked good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Of course.
The guy just looked, you know, when you see a player that's just like, yeah, no.
Gav, I could see you partnering there at 12 inside him, and then see what happens there.
Reserve judgment until after the Namibia game, and then we can really see. I think right now it's about getting combinations and getting continuity sort of thing. Just getting guys back into it and finding your combinations. And then we'll see what happens.
Definitely.
Guys, I think that is us done for this show, for this episode. Guys, thank you again for joining us. We appreciate your support. We love it. And we love you. Remember, stay safe. Mask up. Don't do anything stupid. And yeah, we'll talk to you after a weekend of what it will undoubtedly be awesome rugby.
If the Aussie team decide to show up.
Even if they don't.
Bro.
I'm tired of watching captains runs here.
Damn.
Ooh, snap. Ooh. Hey. Yassas. Freaky with the chips.
This one goes, and please do tag him, HB. That was for Tino. Please do tag
Tino.
And make sure you tag him. You can even put it as a clip.
I'm definitely making it a clip. And I'm tagging.
Please don't then title the clip "Who's Tino?"
That could actually, that'll be funny.
That'll grind his gears, right?
Nah, he's got a good sense of humor. He has a very good sense of humor. It will not grind his gears.
Anyway, gents, I'm out. Peace out.
Killer.
Good evening.
Cheers.